Have you ever taken the time, just a moment, a real pause, to soak in all the incredible ways you are proud of yourself? I mean, really let it sink in how much you've grown, the challenges you faced. You faced them head on, and you transformed your dreams into reality. Well, today is a special day for us. Believe it or not, we're hitting episode 52. That's a whole year of coming together week after week, sharing stories, sometimes tears, laughs, lessons, all on how to build a life that we not only can be proud of, but that we truly love. So let's get started. Oh my goodness, my beautiful friends, can you believe it? We are at episode 52. That's right. An entire year of us hanging out together. Me, my trusty computer, my microphone, with all of you diving deep into the heart of all things dental life. I know we've explored almost every nook and cranny of my journey, from the highs and lows of life in a dental practice to the transformative world of life coaching. Together, we've navigated through some storms, the storms of burnout, the fog of overwhelm, and then that quicksand of feeling utterly stuck. And look at us now. So many of us flipping the script, living our dreams out loud. We're on the journey to create the exact life we want to be living. I'm here feeling all kinds of proud. Grateful, amazed, because showing up for you, sharing bits of my heart and the lessons I've learned, it's been my way of marking a journey of resilience, passion, and personal growth. It's made me realize just how powerful showing up for ourselves can be. This journey, this podcast, it has been an incredible vessel for sharing those life-changing insights and lessons, because I have been in the pit of burnout and I found my way out, and you can too. Listen, all of this I've done on this podcast has been for you, to give you hope to find your way out. So as we celebrate this milestone together, I want to turn the spotlight on you. How do you celebrate your victories? The big leaps, the small steps. How do you honor all the ways you make yourself proud? Let's dive into this celebration of self-recognition and learn how to truly appreciate the journey we're on. Are you ready to embrace the joy of being proud of yourself? For some of us, it's a foreign concept. Let's get into it and make this episode a heartfelt celebration, a toast to this collective journey of growth and empowerment we're on. But before we get started, what does it even mean to be proud of yourself? The kind of pride I'm talking about is the beautiful, empowering kind, not the kind that makes us get all tangled up in our own ego. That ego-driven pride, that type can be a little sneaky because it often dresses up and has the disguise of confidence. But at its core, it's about seeking external validation, comparison, or maybe even feeling superior to others. It's pride that's reliant on the applause, the accolades, and often leaves you feeling empty or maybe craving more because it's based on others' perception, not your own sense of achievement and fulfillment. Now, that's not what we're going for at all. We're going for healthy pride. That's the gold. It's internally driven, deeply personal, and it doesn't hinge on what others think or say. It's about celebrating your unique journey, your resilience, and the sheer joy of becoming more of who you are. It's the kind of pride that builds you up and encourages you to lift others up along the way. So let's aim for that. Embrace your own achievements with humility and grace. And remember, the most significant approval comes with inside you. It's what lights you up from the inside out. Being proud of yourself in the essence that lights up your soul, that's about acknowledging your growth, your efforts, and the pure magic that happens when you align with your values and make meaningful progress towards your dreams and your goals. It's that warm, glowing feeling you get when you know you've given it your all. You can lay your head down on that pillow at night feeling proud of yourself. You're proud because you learned something new or you took a step closer to the person you wanted to be. Being proud of yourself, well, that is a concept that radiates pure magic. It's not just about patting yourself on the back for a job well done or ticking off those big, bold goals. It's so much more. Being proud of yourself, it's about recognizing the incredible journey you're on, the growth spurts you've had, the stumbles, and every single thing in between. Being proud means acknowledging your courage to step out of your comfort zone, to learn, to fail, and to get up stronger and wiser. It's about seeing your own value, not through the eyes of others, but through your own eyes, appreciating your uniqueness, your struggles, and your victories. Being proud of yourself, it is an intimate relationship with self-acceptance, where you learn the steps of forgiving yourself, you celebrate your progress, and you savor the joy of your own journey. It's about building a relationship with yourself that's based on respect and love and genuine admiration for the person you're becoming. A component of being proud of yourself is self-acceptance, that gentle, loving embrace of who we are. Who we really are, the quirks, the imperfections, all of that. Imagine it as the foundation of a house where your achievements and your sense of pride can safely rest and shine. It is strong. It is firm. Without self-acceptance, it's like trying to build some big mansion on quicksand. It's shaky, uncertain, always at the risk of crumbling down at the slightest little bump. Self-acceptance is this magical key that unlocks a treasure chest of joy and pride in our lives. It means looking in the mirror and say, hey girl, I see you, all of you, and you're pretty dang awesome. It's about recognizing your worth, your value, independent of your accomplishments or the validation of others. Now, it doesn't mean that we ignore our areas for growth or pretend our mistakes don't exist. No, that's not what it means at all. It means we acknowledge them. We fully embrace and accept them. We learn from them and still choose to love ourselves through the process. When we stand on that solid ground, that firm foundation of self-acceptance, celebrating our accomplishments becomes a celebration of not just what we do, but who we are. It shifts our perspective from seeking external validation to acknowledging our own efforts and growth. And let me tell you, there's no applause loud enough, no award shiny enough that will match that deep fulfillment and pride that comes from this place of self-recognition and love and pride. But I want to get down to business and talk about those pesky barriers that try to sneak in between us and our well-deserved pride. You know, those tricky little gremlins that whisper in our ears. They try to tell us that we're not good enough, we're not anything enough, we haven't done enough, that someone else is always doing it better. It's like they're throwing a party in our heads. And trust me, they did not get an invite. So, who is first on this guest list, the gremlins that are in there that shouldn't be? The first one is comparison. That stands between us and our pride for ourselves. Comparison is that flashy little guest that shows up uninvited, drinks all your fancy wine, leaves a mess. It tricks us into measuring our behind-the-scenes footage against someone else's highly polished, procured highlight reel. It makes us feel like we're always a step behind. But here's the truth. Your journey, your accomplishments, they're unique to you. And that's what makes them incredibly valuable. The next one is perfectionism. That's one sneaky little character posing as high standards and just wanting the best, excellence. But in reality, it's the thief of joy, whispering that nothing we ever do is ever good enough, that we have to keep pushing, keep polishing it up, keep going until it's perfect. Look, let's redefine perfect. Perfect is showing up, giving your best with what you've got, and learning from every step of the journey. It's in the doing and the trying and the being, not in some unobtainable finish line. Listen, this podcast would never have gotten off the ground if it had to go by that standard. But then there's also these expectations that society puts on us, the rules of the game we didn't even agree to play. These are the pressures to fit into a certain mold, achieve specific milestones by a certain age, or live up to some ideal that doesn't resonate with our true self. But guess what? We're here to write our own stories, set our own standards, find pride in living authentically, not living according to someone else's script. So how do we uninvite these party crashers? We do that by recognizing them for just what they are: distractions. Distractions from the truth that we are already enough. We are already worthy. We are already deserving. That's our achievements, big or small. All of them are worthy of celebration, and that our value isn't determined by anyone else's yardstick. Let's focus on our own paths, celebrate our progress, and remember the only person you need to compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. Keep shining, keep growing, and let's turn those barriers into stepping stones on our journey to become proud of ourselves. So, how do you do it? How do we put this into real life? How do you cultivate and express the pride we have in ourselves? It's not just about feeling that inner glow. It's about letting it shine out into the world and touch everything and everyone around us. But I want to give you some practical tips on how to really do that, how to turn that inner pride into some radiant beacon. So let's break it down into things that you can actually take action on. First of all, it all begins with the thoughts in your mind. Yes, those swirling thoughts about pride, about the moments, the milestones that make your heart swell, and the ways you nurture this beautiful sense of self-celebration. I like to think of them as seeds from which you grow this garden of pride. Think of your mind as this fertile soil where your beliefs about pride take root. They blossom, they flourish into this lush, vibrant garden of self-love and accomplishment. So let's be mindful gardeners. Choose thoughts that nurture your soul, water your dream, and cultivate a life brimming with pride. And then write your own story, every single chapter of it, even the messy ones. Your journey with all its twists and turns, that's what has shaped you into the magnificent person you are today. Get out a journal, do a blog if you want to, share your story with the world. Let the world hear it, feel it, and be inspired by it. Remember, your story is your power. And then celebrate your wins. Big ones, small ones, every single win deserves a spotlight. It really does. A finished project, you learned a new skill, took care of yourself when you needed it the most. Celebrate all of that. Celebrate a victory dance. Make a win jar where you can drop little notes of your achievements or simply treat yourself to something special. Celebrating your wins reinforces that pride you have in your efforts and your outcomes. I schedule a time at the end of every month. I'm going to find something to celebrate. I'm going to have pride in myself. I'm going to sit down for a few minutes. Usually it's with a glass of champagne. And I celebrate something that has happened in the 30 days prior. Another thing you can do is you can set personal pride goals? What achievements would really make you swell with pride? Set goals not for the accolades or for the external validation, but for the pure joy and excitement, that fulfillment that comes from reaching them. And I want you to make these goals extraordinary. Raise your standards, challenge yourself, and set goals about personal growth, about kindness, about creativity, or whatever sparks that light inside of you. You create your own playing field where you can win when you do this. And then practice gratitude. We hear this all the time, but I sometimes think that we just minimize the power it has. Gratitude and pride go hand in hand. By recognizing and being thankful for where we are, what we have, and who we have become, we nurture a deep sense of pride. And do the three things. Start and end your day by listing three things you're proud of yourself for. List out why you're proud for them. Don't just say, "Oh, I'm proud I did this." Say why that makes you proud. This practice can transform the way you see yourself and your achievements. You're not going to stay stuck. You will not be burnt out. You will not be overwhelmed when you do this, when you practice gratitude and transform the way you see yourself and your achievements. And then share your gifts. You have unique talents and insight that the world needs. By sharing your gifts, whether through volunteering, mentoring, when you show up in your practice every single day, or maybe you're creating something, you not only enrich the lives of others, but also you reinforce your own sense of value and pride. It is a beautiful cycle of giving, receiving, and glowing with pride. It's all about the value that you create. And then how do you talk to yourself? Use your self-talk to shape your reality of pride. Cultivate a language of pride and positivity within your own brain. I'm talking about pride self-talk. I am proud of who I'm becoming, or I celebrate my resilience and strength. That can be a powerful tool. Say it out loud, write it down, repeat it time and time again until that is etched in your heart. Another thing you can do is connect with like-minded souls. Surround yourself with people who see the light in you, even when you might not see it yourself. That's why I created my free Facebook group, Dynamic Dental Professionals. It is a supportive community that can help amplify your pride, reflect it back to you, help you see the brilliance in yourself. When you get around like-minded people, you can celebrate each other's journeys and achievements and fuel the collective self-pride. Listen, don't shy away from being proud of who you are and what you've accomplished. Embrace it, express it, and let it be a force that not only uplifts your spirit, but also inspires and elevates those around you. I want to celebrate you. So here's to you, to your journey, and to the incredible pride you deserve to feel every single day. Let's make our lives a celebration of that pride. And as I wrap up, I truly want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for hanging out with me in today's episode and all year long, where we've not just celebrated a whole year of this incredible journey together, but also taking a moment to bask in the glow of pride. My pride in showing up, not just for you, but for myself too. It has been a ride filled with laughter, learning, struggle, lots of love, and I couldn't ask for better company on that journey. But hey, the party doesn't have to end here. I want you to strut your stuff right on over to my free Facebook group, Dynamic Dental Professionals. I feel like that group is where I have carved out this cozy little corner of the internet where we can keep this beautiful conversation going and turn the spotlight on you. We can celebrate the pride you hold for your own achievements, whether they're big or small. Let's celebrate with a tsunami of self-love and pride together, shall we? I want to see you over there where the magic continues to unfold and where we get to shine proud and loud. I hope you have a fabulous week. I'll see you in the group and on next week's episode. Bye.